Good morning, Connie. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
Good. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, as if I didn't know?
A little bit about myself. Well, I am the founder and chair of the Fife Group and the founder of Talent Concierge and also the award-winning host of the Connie Fife Show and the Crazy Ones Community.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. Now, a lady like you has not had to climb, has had to climb a mountain of
I was going to say,
adversity
yeah,
to
I had to
get to
climb.
where you are. Now, tell us a little bit about that adversity and that journey you had to go on.
Oh, how far back do you want me to
Well, let's start
go?
because I really, this is what you're about. You are a survivor. You are a person that's climbed mountains. You have a person that has got to the pinnacle because of your determination. And I want our listeners to have that determination too.
Sure. I encourage everyone, if there's a desire, if there's something that you want to do, go after it. I worked for where I'm at today. Worked really hard, a lot of challenges, a lot of obstacles. Starting out for me, I was raised by my grandmother, and very interestingly enough, prior to turning the age of 16, she was really strongly encouraging me to quit school and continue, working, picking up the odd jobs as I was at the time. I was cleaning houses, babysitting, caring for, 13 cousins every day. Whatever job that I can find around the neighborhood, I was doing. And that's why she was encouraging me to quit school so I could do that full time. And fortunately, well, unfortunately, fortunately, she did pass away a month before my birthday.
Oh my
And
gosh.
a month before my 16th birthday, she passed. And she was sickly. And again, caring for her, she was a very large, sickly woman. And to this day, I say it was an answer to my prayers because I prayed and prayed and prayed to not force me to quit school. And as sometimes I think, oh, that sounds terrible. It was an answer to my prayer, but I didn't quit school. I stayed in school, and I thrived. I achieved. I set my goals. I was going to be on the honor society, and I did. I set
Let's get to
my
your adult career now, because I want to
yeah.
go now how you got to the pinnacle of the of your industry.
Well, I just decided, again, for a lot of years I was living, I used to say it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That was my life. But then I decided that's not the life I wanted to live. I wanted to be successful. I wanted to be a successful businesswoman. So that's what I went after. So initially, my first successful position, I like to say it was with the US Chamber of Commerce, where I was director there. And I was the director of development. And I was going out and I was asking for a lot of money from some very high Fortune 100, Fortune 500 CEOs, and scheduling for our senior executives so they can go out and ask for those big dollars as well. And I,
How
you
many
know,
times
what's
were you turned down? How many times were you turned down? And what
Quite a
did you do
bit.
when you got turned down?
I just jumped to the next person. He said, All right, you turn
And
me
what
down.
made you do that?
I'm going
What
to the
made
next
you do
person.
that? What made you climb and ask another person? I mean, that's something deep down inside of you, isn't it?
It is. I just still, and I have this burning fire inside of me that I want to do more. And not only do I want to do more, I want to do more to help other people. That's my goal. That is my mission still today, is how can I help other people? How can I be better so I can help other people, so I can help them survive and help them thrive? And this past year with COVID, I sat one day last year in tears because I just knew I wasn't doing enough. And that
well, this COVID has upset everybody's plans. Oh, what a nasty bug.
Oh yes, and yes, and you've had it, thank goodness you're well. But yeah, what nastiness, and you know, people's psyche is just, you know, twisted inside out. And a lot of people froze. A lot of entrepreneurs said, you know, I'm just going to wait and see. Well, that wait and see is a year later, and we can't wait and see. We need to continue moving forward. We need to continue moving through it. And one thing I did, and, you know, since you and I actually last talked, I shifted with our business. I shifted with our infrastructure. So I know for sure that I am helping other people. To be that voice for them, to be the voice for the voiceless. And I'm using my show for that. And my show, by changing that, my show into the one of the top 20 shows for entrepreneurial business management. And
I
can't be more. And then in December, we shifted, because I've been doing that podcast for about 8.5, almost 9 years. So in December, we shifted. And I'm now doing a live stream broadcast television show. And
a television show too.
We've moved the television, yes.
Now on the networks or on your own channel?
It's streaming. So we're on the C-Suite network. We're on about, well, that network, but we're on about 200, and I don't even know what the number is right now. I know it's over 200 networks right now that we're streaming it live. And I mean, it's just gotten crazy, and it's just a whirlwind, and we're just moving, and we're, you know, just making it happen. But again, going back to your original question to get here, it took steps. You know, I've been in this business for about 14 years, and there were always steps along the way. You know,
were they baby steps or giant steps?
I'm going to say baby steps.
In your mind were you trying to emulate getting to this phase? Was it Connie Pfaff or somebody else?
You know, I've been asked that question before. There's never been a somebody else that I'm emulating myself after. Although, I mean, I look at some of the great, you know, of course, Oprah and, you know, some of the other great interviewers in media. And I look at them and I study them, Barbara Walters. But it wasn't, I mean, I was looking and studying them and watching them so I could perfect my skill, so I can be better at what it is that I do. But to say that there's a particular person,
I'm going to interrupt you for a minute, because our listeners need this. What is your superpower?
Oh my God, my superpower is being unstoppable. Never giving up. Never, never giving up.
You and Winston Churchill said that many times. You know, yes. I will fight on the beaches. I will fight on the shores. I will fight on the sand. You remember that elegant speech?
I do. And sometimes I feel like I'm part of it, because every time I get knocked down, I just turn that around and I say, okay, how can we do this differently?
So what should our listeners take away from that? You know, getting knocked down and getting up, how can they use that in their own lives, Connie?
Use that as positive. Be very, very positive. I mean, of course, you know, take it, feel it, experience it, but then pick yourself up by the bootstraps and say, all right, that was a learning experience. Let's keep moving forward. What did I learn from that? How do I need to shift? How do I need to adjust? But never, ever, ever change your focus and your mission and where you want to go.
Okay, so let's go over your mission now. Your mission that you're driven to do and what you're going to achieve now, but also your view for the future.
Right. Well, my mission is to touch 100 million lives. That is my mission. And by doing that through our agency, because we bring on so many top talent who have a gift to share. And by providing that opportunity for them to share that gift through the Connie Pfaff Show, again, bringing on those guests and sharing those secret nuggets to help people either conquer their entrepreneurial dreams or just conquer life and where they want to go with life.
Now, Connie, when you wake up in the morning, is there a ritual you follow? Is there something you do every day to make the day fantastic? Because I know every one of your days is fantastic.
They are. I do. And of course, I have my down moments, but I, you know, I was like, nope, pick, gotta go. I do. Every morning, I do have a ritual. I get up, I meditate, I read, I'll read the Bible, I'll pray, and then you know, I'll have a light breakfast. Like I said, I throw in some exercise in there too, and then I'm off for the day. I'm refreshed. So no matter what is thrown at me during the day, it's okay. It's okay. It's like that shield, you know, it's like, just go away. You know, we don't want to see that. But of course, you have to deal with, you know, with that as you go through the day. But you have to start every day positive, refreshed. A lot of people I know will jump up, grab their phone and look at it. That's just that negativity that you're breathing in. You got to keep that out.
Do you have a gratitude journal? Do you have something that you write down? Or tell us about your gratitude journal.
I do. Actually, I have it sitting here on my desk right now.
Show it to everybody, because I think everybody should see it.
It's just a simple, let me grab it. It's just a simple, I had to buy new ones last week at Walmart or Target. That's why they're still here. And I look for little quotes on the cover that, like, this says happy notes.
Cool. And what do you write in your gratitude journal every day?
I'll notate every day, some days longer than others, just to be thankful for the gifts that I have, thankful for my family, thankful for my customers, my client. There's a lot of thankfulness that goes into my daily journal. But I also write my dreams, the dream that I'm looking for or want to achieve.
Okay, let's go through those dreams now for our listeners, because I think our listeners really have to dream big, and I dream big. I've got a lot of big dreams, but I want to hear yours.
You do. You have to dream big. My dream right now, well, it's not right now, it's been for a while, and I've been praying to it and asking for a miracle. My big dream, going back to touching 100 million lives, I want to help children aging out of the foster care system. That's my big dream. I want to take all of the talent that I work with and create this very friendly ecosystem for these kids, for these young adults, to show them that there is love and compassion in the world, and to provide them the tools, you know, using STEM, but the sciences, technology.
And tell us, how are you going to do this?
Well, I've already started, been talking to a lot of funders. Of course, you need the money to do a lot of this. So I've been talking to funders. So we have several people engaged. All of the legal documentation is taken care of by an attorney who's doing a first pro bono. But the full intent is to have a learning center in Nashville, Tennessee. And we already have our eye on that location. And a learning center where these kids can come a couple of times a year in this learning center. And then we have a couple big events this year where we match them together with the talent, you know, from movie producers and engineers. And, you know, we have so much talent that we work with. Bring them together, mirror them together, and they become mentors.
It becomes wow. That's so all I could say is wow.
Yeah. So it's a 360 year, like I said, very friendly ecosystem where it's a learning, hands-on learning environment for these kids to come. And of course, the dollars that I'm raising is for grants and scholarships that help pay for these kids to come there, again, from around the country. And
well, Connie, of course, I'm putting just in paraphrase a virtual for a minute. System.
Yes.
You know, W. Clemente Stone said a fantastic thing. Whether you can or you can't, you're right.
You're right.
It's true, isn't it?
It is right. It is true.
Whatever you can dream of and conceive of, you can make.
Yes.
And the one thing about COVID is I think it's made the world smaller. I really think it's given us tools now that we wouldn't have before. Right. You know, this Zoom is such a powerful tool. here you're talking in your home office there. I'm talking in my own studio. And where are you located?
Well, I'm not in Los Angeles right now. I'm in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, see how simple it is. here we are instantly across the waves getting together.
Right, right. Uh-huh. You could do it anywhere. I just got off a phone call with a colleague in the UK. I mean, you can, and we've never met. We do a lot of business together. You can be anywhere and make this happen. So for our foundation, which is called BORN, Beginning of Renewing Life Together, BORN. And, you know, even with that, a lot of it will be done through technology, which we had already set in place even long before COVID. And even with our Talent Con Sierra Showcase, that was done virtually. We would bring our talent into the studio and we would stream it out around the world. So we fortunately have been ahead of the curve and doing a lot of our program virtual already.
Well, you know, and I think this virtual world is something that's such a fantastic thing. I still think in schools, kids need to get together and play.
I do too.
I hope they lift the barriers on that very soon, because really it's been a detriment to their social development.
It's the social
and their
development.
Real development as people.
Right, right.
You only could do so much virtually.
You can. And when I was back at Girl Scouts, as you know, I was a CEO with Girl Scouts of Penswoods Council. We had a lot of our troops who were homeschooled. And that was always a question that I had about homeschooling. I'm sure it's very good, but it's that social aspect of, again, teaching your children how to interact with other people.
And what I worry about is the poor children and how they're getting left behind now.
Yes.
You know, they are getting so far behind in everything because they do not have the resources that the rich do.
Right, right. They don't have it. You know, parents have to work. And, you know, so they're trying to manage that. So something's got to give. And I know, again, a lot of parents, a lot of family members, you know, nieces and such who have young kids at home. And, you know, and they talk about, you know, it's really a struggle for them. You know, they have the kids, you know, at one corner of the table, you know, and everybody's got the earphones on. The parents are at the other corner of the table trying to work. So it's really been, you know, a challenge.
Okay, I'm going to pause this for a minute because we have to get on. We're almost at our 20-minute mark, Connie.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ask you, Connie, who is Connie Veith?
Okay.
Who is Connie Veith?
Well, Connie Veith is a woman who is unstoppable.
Yay, yay, yay. And I want you to be unstoppable. And how can they get in touch with you if they want to find out more?
Sure, absolutely. We have a couple websites. I would say go to ConnieFeithShow.com. And that is the best place. That everything that we do falls on the Connie Veith Show. So ConnieFeithShow.com.
Great. Well, thank you, Connie. You've been great today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, don't sign off yet. I want to ask you a couple of questions about your enterprise. As you know, my goal is to take my book and have it like Jack Canfield's book, a 50 million copies sold to everybody. And then I want to get my own network so we have the good news on it and things like that.
Right.
And I'm not there yet, but I will be, as you know. So when we get to that phase, I need to contact you because I need your advice, your knowledge, and your brain to help me along the way.
Why don't you come on my show now? And start,
would love to.
And
would
start promoting
to.
It. So the new show, so it's, we do it once a month on the third Wednesday of the month. And it is for us, it's a 4-hour program. But in that segment, we do 4 individual interviews.
Sure.
So we've turned it into somewhat of a variety show for business. So we have our headliner guest, which would be. And then we have some other segments that we do behind the scenes. We would put you in a hot seat in addition to the interview. Then we have the word of the day. So those are some of the paid spots that people do. And then we're actually in negotiation right now with the winery to be a sponsor. And then we would close out with some wine tasting to make it.
Wow, that's an interesting thing. You are just amazed me with your ingenuity with the things you keep inventing.
So I have, I have an appointment with them this afternoon. So that's the show. So like I said, within the 4 hours, we're doing.
We would love to be in it. Anytime you want me, we'll gladly get into it, Connie.
March is Women's Month. So we're doing a women's segment, Woman Making Millions. April is our showcase, our Masters of Talent showcase. So every month we
where do you think you'll fit me in? Which month do you think you'll find me a spot?
May, we're talking about successful habits.
Sounds perfect for me. We can get it in there. And it's my birthday, so a great birthday present for me.
Oh, it's the day
I will turn 65 then.
We're doing a show on May 19th.
Perfect.
All right. So I am, but I'll still need you to go to the form, but I am going to add you right now on that date.
Okay, and just get the information over to Tammy too, please, or either way, I'll get her to contact you and we'll get her done.
And let her know, have her fill out that form. I will get in touch with her or somebody on the team and we will get you set up.
Sounds perfect, dear. You know, you are amazing and I want you to have a fantastic day.
And you as well. I hope the weather is good for you.
Oh, you know, you would love it up here. It's minus 40 degrees. Frosty, we call it. Well, it's not suited for man or beast at this time of year.
Not Los Angeles.
But starting Friday, it'll get more. It's been like this for about 3 weeks. So we're tired and fed up. But, you know, with COVID, we're homebound anyhow. So it doesn't really matter.
Right. We're not going very far anyway. So, all right. So I have you on. And like I said, have your people contact my people. And
yes, it sounds like something that is a thing that you do these days. I couldn't survive without my team. They keep me honest.
Oh, they do. Mine were always yelling at me to stay out of the business and go get on shows. Get in.
Yes, for sure.
So that's what they keep yelling at me. I say yelling, but they're not yelling. But
no, for sure.
Yeah, but they keep telling me, you need to go out, go do your own stuff. We got this.
For sure. Thank you, Connie. You're such a wonderful lady. Thank you again.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.